And it's now time for your daily Fortis Newsbreaker production of Fortis Institute. Up in Canada, officials have spent years insisting that Native children who attended government residential schools were secretly buried in mass graves. There's just one problem. After all the searching, not one body and not one mass grave has been located. So British Columbia's Attorney General has landed on a solution that isn't finding evidence. It's outlawing doubt. She's pressing the federal government to use the criminal code against what she calls residential school denialism, a word chosen to borrow the moral weight of Holocaust denial and pin it on people whose only crime is asking where the bodies are. When you have to criminalize the question, well, then you've already admitted that you can't even answer it. Closer to home, we've got a vivid lesson in how the rules bend for the right people. Body cam footage from New York shows The View co-host Sonny Hostin working to talk police out of arresting her son, who'd wandered onto active railroad tracks through an open gate. Her opening pitch to the officers? That she's a former federal prosecutor and her son is a Harvard graduate, as if a diploma were a get-out-of-trespassing-free card. The officers were already cutting him a break, but the family is fighting it anyway, and this is the same person who's built a career suggesting the police are the villains, right up until she needed them to look the other way for her own boy. Yeah, that same collapse of accountability is playing out on a bigger scale in what the press has politely branded teen takeovers. All year, mobs organized over social media have swarmed beaches, malls, and highways from Chicago to Charlotte to Washington, twerking on squad cars, looting stores, and in too many cases, opening fire. Over the 4th of July, a policeman's home in Buffalo was surrounded while his family hid inside, and in Florida, gunfire turned deadly. The experts offer a whole menu of excuses: loneliness, the pandemic, capitalism, a shortage of so-called safe spaces. What they won't tell you is that in one Detroit mentorship program, up to 95% of these kids have no father at home. And that a justice system terrified of being called racist quietly stopped holding anyone accountable years ago. And while the rest of the world races to build the computing power that runs modern life, New York governor just signed an order slamming the brakes on data centers. She's pausing permits for up to a year, floating fresh taxes on the very companies she wants investment from, and asking big tech to pour money into the state's crumbling power grid. It's the same state so famous for taxing people out of the door that its own residents are fleeing, and now it's puzzled that businesses might actually build somewhere much friendlier. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.